Hello, everybody. It's Tom. What's going on? I guess I figured that I would ramble because I think I forgot. I think I forgot to do it last week. So here I am. What is there to talk about? What do I talk about? All right, it's the end of October, so let's look at my October in review here. All right, let's see what's going on here. All right, so I'm gonna scroll all the way back. Okay, I've posted a lot of stuff. Please give me a second. I'm gonna put some. Hopefully, I find some like cool music to put here. Oh my god, I'm only halfway through. I didn't think that I was very active on Reddit this month because I opened my Patreon, but I think I'm actually more active. Okay, posted 20 days ago, 24 days ago, 1 month ago. Okay, there we go. I think. Okay, so, is this right? I don't even know if this is, oh, some of these are comments. That's why, well, 25 days ago, 25 days ago, I posted, the Fapcast episode 3. Let's see. Oh, Huntsman. So my bro Huntsman 1880 was our guest. That was really cool because when I first arrived at GWA, hold on. I've got somebody messaging me here. What's going on here? Okay. All right. You're good. So when I first started at GWA, not started, but before I was even posting anything on GWA, Huntsman's stuff was like some of the stuff that I would like look for. I had some of his stuff bookmarked and didn't really think much of it because he kind of went away for a while, but it turns out he's really good friends with Marithwin. So Miri brought him on as our first guest, and that was really, really cool because I'm meeting all of these people that I used to listen to, and for me they were kind of like mythological. Like they were somewhere else, like in a different plane of existence. Not like higher than me, but like they were just in a different dimension. And I was like able to remote view them somehow. Like that's how I thought about it. And now I'm suddenly in that dimension and I'm meeting them. And I've met some like big dudes, this past month, and they're really nice and they're like lifesavers. And I'm so grateful that I'm getting the chance to talk to some of them. One of them in particular, not going to say who, has been a real mentor, whether he wants to admit it or not. He wouldn't admit it. So anyway, yeah. So Fabcast episode 3, we just released episode 5 and episode 6 will be coming out, on Monday. So that's pretty cool, right? we're kind of gaining some steam on the Fabcast, so I'm excited about that. Okay, so I started my YouTube, and at first the first thing that I posted on YouTube, that one of the first like original projects that I posted was Wash Day. So Wash Day has gotten a lot of attention since then, and I cannot believe that it's been less than a month since I posted that. So I'm kind of, that's kind of crazy to me. So the cool thing about Wash Day is I actually made Wash Day for YouTube first, and then I went back and said, well, let me make like an erotic version for GWA. Cause I wanted to share it here too, because a lot of the people that were asking me to attempt something like Wash Day, they know me from here. Like this is where people found me. This was like my central hub for a long time. This is still like my hometown as far as I'm concerned for content creation, in audios. And so most of the people that know me from here. So I feel like, you know, making Wash Day only on YouTube, like in like a safer work capacity wasn't fair to everybody here on GWA who wanted some fucky stuff, right? So it looks like 2 days later was when I published the uncensored and uncut version, as I apparently called it. So wait, you know what? I was going to read the tags out loud, just like, you know, some like ASMR for you guys, but I'm not gonna read these out loud. this is too hot for Tom. Okay, 3 months ago, 1 month ago, 1 month ago, I rambled about 3,000 followers. I had three. You're fucking kidding me. No way. No fucking way. No way. Are you serious? 3,000. 3,000 followers on Reddit. No way. Oh my God. Oh my God. I am past 3,000 followers. I'm not going to say the number, but I just can't even understand that. Like that is, I can't, like, sometimes I don't even understand, like when things blow up, and I thought I was blowing up on Reddit, before I started my Patreon. And then I kind of got distracted because once I started Patreon, I was on YouTube and I was on Twitter. And then, I was on Discord. And then I was trying to make stuff on here, and like, I wasn't really paying attention to my follower count at that point. But it is beyond 3,000. I know that, there's 137 comments on that ramble. I feel really bad, guys, because I feel like I haven't spoken to you in so long. And there's so many of you. I do ramble. Like I do a recorded ramble on Patreon. I've been doing one every week, the same way I was doing one every week here. I think I'm gonna keep the majority of my recorded rambles, my public ones anyway. I'm gonna put them here. I'm not gonna put them on YouTube, and I'm gonna make it so that Patreon specific stuff, you know, stays on Patreon, and then like public stuff belongs here, because this is where I'm home. God, I miss you guys. I only really ever get to interact with you whenever I post something, and I know that I haven't posted a lot lately. I used to post every single week, at least like two things, or something like that. And I know I haven't been doing that. And so I miss seeing a lot of your names that I've come to know. And I just, yeah, I can't believe it. 28 days ago, I opened my YouTube up, and I opened Patreon up, and it's gonna be a month, pretty soon. And I am so okay, guys. Milestones, some milestones for me, okay? This is my diary. You guys are my diary. So when I'm not posting audios and I need to vent, I'm gonna vent to you guys. But this isn't venting. This is like I'm really touched. There are I just hit 300 patrons, and I didn't think that I was gonna have more than 10 patrons on like in the first week. Like the fact that there's 300 now, you know, that are pledging to me and you know, giving me their $5, and like that's lunch, and that's treats for my dog. And it's just, that's really fucking cool. And I can't believe it. I can't believe how much it's grown. One second. One second. I need to type to somebody. Hold on. Okay, there you go. There you go. Love you, buddy. Okay. But for real though, three. There's 300. There's 300 now. That's a huge deal for me. And I know that a lot of you cannot pledge $5 a month. Like that's just money you don't have, and I'm not expecting you to. And the point of me sharing this news is not to like gloat or show off or brag about my patron, because 300, I mean, that's big to me, but it's like that's small potatoes to, you know, a lot of other people. So I'm not, it's not because of that. It's because I consider you family, even though our relationship has kind of changed a little bit. I'm less of a creator here and more of just kind of a ghostly presence. And those of you who are still like paying attention to your feed whenever I show up, like for these rambles, I just, it's one of those things where I want to share with you something that like has just blown my mind. So not only am I well above the 3,000 mark here on Reddit, but I've got 300 patrons, and I never thought, never ever thought I would get past like maybe 10 or 20. I really thought it was gonna be this embarrassing thing that I was gonna open up and like there was gonna be like nothing for me to show for. But we do some really fun things where I have a Discord, as a patron perk, and we do a TV night twice a week. Right now we're watching Alias and Lost. So very, very influential Tom shows. I do some live workshops, where people can actually they I will work, I will have my I'll screen share my editing window, With no noise, like you can't hear what I'm editing, but you can see that I'm editing, and you can see all my embarrassing file names in my time, my timeline. But everybody can see it, and they're all just working too. And I've got the music bot playing, and we're all just chilling and being productive together. And like I call that my workshop. So that's been really cool and really fun. And so those are some really unique things that I. Is stuff that I can't do on here. But anyway, there's YouTube. I started YouTube the same day that I started the Patreon, which is less than a month ago as of the recording of this, which is 2 a.m. on Halloween. I don't know what I'm doing awake. I'm at 4,000 subscribers on YouTube, and I'm stoked. Like, holy shit, how many of those subscribers are you guys? Come on, how many of you were nice enough to go over there and subscribe to me? Thank you for doing that. All of the hype that I know some of you have brought me, commenting on my YouTube videos and stuff. That's really, I couldn't ask for a better community of friends. Some really exciting stuff is happening on YouTube. So most of you are going to be familiar with Memory Games, which was an audio that I did a couple months ago about Tom Banter. And how it has a sequel called Sensory Deprivation. Well, I linked those two audios with my M4A audio from a long ass time ago called Exposed and Compromised, which was about a secret agent that was like interrogating you and interrogating your holes. And then I did an audio. It was called "Don't You People Knock," and it was like it was the one where we like kick ass without our pants on, we like beat up henchmen or whatever. So I smashed the secret agent stuff with the like Southern Gothic Memory Game stuff, and I called it Strings. And so now that whole story is called Strings because I didn't want to call it Memory Games. Because it's not technically just Memory Games. It's way bigger than that. So when I released Summer Love Under the Willow, which was my cock thumping audio, that was really it was kind of a prequel to the whole thing, but I made a timeline, and it's one of the first episodes on that timeline now. So I'm really excited about that because some of the stories, at least three of them, I believe that I've released have been exclusive to YouTube because it's like safe for work stuff. And it's because I want, like, it freed me up to tell stories. Where I wasn't like bound by having to make it erotic. I could just tell the story. So not to say that some of the episodes won't, you know, continue to be erotic. We want Tom Banter Jr. to get, you know, get his too still, but it's not always going to be about that. And that's what I love so much. And I started a new thing called Tom in the Rain. And it's really like a monologue series, that I want to continue, where I basically improv, my thoughts on certain subjects. And I released one episode so far, and, some of you really liked it. I posted it on Pillow Talk, but I don't think YouTube videos go over very well on Pillow Talk. And then finally, Halloween, the one and lonely is a vampire tale that I have told in the GWA forum. There's also a non-explicit version up on YouTube, and the lore that I got into with that, because when I was improvising it, I kind of went everywhere with it, and I said, fuck it, let's do it. Let's do all of this. I took it to Hungary. I'm speaking Hungarian. I'm 600 years old. It's crazy. So I really want to explore like themes of loneliness, companionship, what it means to be alone. What are, you know, are there any virtues to it? What it is to be depressed, to be void of anyone that loves you. Not only void of someone that you can love, but that, like, is it the same as people not loving you? And what is it like to have both of those things? You know, something that really, like, putting something fantastic like a vampire story really puts a magnifying glass on a subject like that. And that's what I really love about that series. So yes, that is getting not just one sequel, but it is going full serial. And I foresee telling a lot of really, really important stories to me that'll probably end up on YouTube. Maybe some of them will end up here, right? Vampire Thomas needs his sexy time also. So that's my update on that. For a while I was posting about Talktober and stuff. But I'm not really, I stopped doing it. I just stopped. I quitted that. How do you feel? Was an improv that I had a long time ago, just saved up, and I never did anything with it. I always had the audio on my computer, but I never edited that, and it was just sitting there. So I re-examined it and made something with it, and that was one of the things that I posted. Eli and I posted Put in Your Place, which was a BDSM spit roasting scenario, which is probably the most hardcore thing I've ever created. What else was going on here? I posted Read Me In, which is one of the memory games / strings strings episodes. Oh my god. So there's I have a banter verse channel in the Discord server, and there is a dedicated group of banter conspiracy theorists that are dissecting the banter verse. Like every night they're in voice chat. They've created a podcast. It's called Listening for Plot. You can find it on Spotify. And it's literally just talking about strings or memory games, as you might know it better. And that just tickles me so much. I've been posting a lot of tweets. I'm on Twitter now. Yes. So that's a thing. A lot of people found me on there. If you're on Twitter, look me up, Tom Banter. I rambled. I did a ramble about TikTok miners and social media and respecting artist boundaries. So I thought that was a pretty cool one. What else? I think that's it. Everything else seems to be just comments that I was replying to. When was Testing the Waters? Testing the Waters was 1 month ago? Really? I can't believe some of these audios are at 1,000 upvotes, guys. You guys are like way too nice to me. I'm getting fan art. There's fan art. Dinosaur Snacks. Shout out to Dinosaur Snacks. Come on. Amazing artwork. Amazing, amazing artwork. Someone did a compilation of me laughing. Sam. Yes. Sam. That was outrageous and cool. Dinosaur Snacks made a fan art of sensory deprivation. Check out who is a melanin queen. It's Hazelnut. And I love it because I never really thought about that aspect of her character. I just kind of thought about her character traits, like personality traits. And so when I saw her, I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. Like, she's like beautiful. And like, I love it. I she looks so fucking gorgeous next to Tom Banter. And it's just, it's such good fan art. Give him that cake. Cake day. Guys, I was crying when I recorded that. I improvised my Give Him That Cake audio. It was really important to me. It's about like depression and mood disorders and the people in our lives that help us get through it. And it's a really close topic to me. And that was the first thing that ever went above 1,000. That's at 1.2. 1.2. That's it. 1.2. 1.2. We ain't dialing it down. We can't dial it down now. And then, of course, the one and lonely, which has been posted now. You guys are awesome. I don't want this to go any longer than it already has. Usually I'm like, hello, this is Tom, and good morning, I'm drinking my coffee. I'm not doing that right now. I am not drinking my coffee. I'm going to go to bed after this. But I needed to say hi. I had to. So here's an old school throwback Soundgasm link banter from yours truly, Tom Banter. Hey, say hi in the comments if you heard this. I'd really love to hear from you. I know I don't get to answer a lot of your comments anymore. I'm sorry. My time is all over the place. I'm coming out with novelty audios pretty soon, so I'm going to be announcing that. It's going to be 5 different stock like scripts that I have that you can insert your name and your preferred pet names in, so that I can say good, like give you like an ASMR like good morning audio, a good night audio, a ringtone audio, a your special audio, and a good job audio, about 30 to 45 seconds long, loopable. So that's going to be on my website soon. They're going to be $20 each. And hopefully that's like a nice compromise, a cheap way for everybody to get a little something that they want. Assuming you want me, you know, saying goodnight, baby, to you and saying your name. And I do love saying goodnight, baby. So I'm gonna say goodnight, my babies, my banter babes and banter bros. I love you guys. Happy Halloween. Yeah. Namaste. And I will see you when I see you.